You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Did you guys see the video of the man at Yellowstone who started out on the ground and then ended up like 20 feet in the air?
It's a man. Have you seen it?
Have you seen the video or just the still photo, Sam?
I have seen both the video and the still photo.
You guys, I'm telling you this right now. When you're in a safe place, like later tonight, and you can open a laptop.
This guy was a grandpa.
Look at the video, because it's one thing for us to tell you what happened. It is the most terrifying game of hide and seek I have ever seen. And the whole thing is caught on tape because there's a photographer there. And the photographer is there to get photos of the bison at Yellowstone when this bison goes full on bison. This is from CBS News.
Of the bison.
A man was seriously injured after being tossed up into the air by a bull bison at Yellowstone over the weekend. This says the animal clearly agitated. Okay. Go back. What you're going to see in this video, you guys, is he is doing a dirt roll. Like, have you ever seen your dog just drop to the ground in the mud and just roll happily roll around on their back? And they go, and they're just loving life.
Almost like they're scratching their back.
Yes. This is what the bison is doing. The bison looks like a gigantic dog or cat that we've all seen do this, which to me, they're happy when they're doing that. They called it a dust bath, whatever. He looks very happy to me for a minute. Then he gets up and there's this white truck that drives by. And the bison is standing now, and he kind of looks at the white truck, and then he turns to the right just a little bit and sees this older gentleman with his grandson, like 80 yards away, I would say. Like, they're a safe-ish distance away. They're not idiot tourists trying to take a selfie with the thing. Like, they are far back.
No.
They're still. They're not making a lot of noise. Then all of a sudden,
they were off in the tree line.
That bison just goes nuts. Like, full on charge, full on charges at this old guy. What's terrifying is that he tells his grandson, run.
Right.
And the grandson, he looks like 12, 13 years old. He's out of the picture, thank God. The grandpa then, like, goes into this tree line and is weaving in and out of the trees trying to, quote, hide from the bison.
You got a zigzag.
The bison is having none of it.
Yeah.
The bison goes left. The grandpa goes right. Then the bison goes right. And you can see him. He's running around trying to save his own life. It is the scariest thing I have ever seen. The guy that filmed it, by the way, is Mike McLeod.
The headline says he was thrown 8 feet in the air. That looks like
more
than 8 feet.
Way higher than that. A professional photographer who happened to be at the campground, he said he eventually stopped taking photos and helped chase the bison away after it had knocked the grandfather over.
He captured it first. Gotta get the picture first, man.
He said, I charged at the bison, yelled and screamed, kind of been trying to put my camera up in the air. A bunch of other men joined me, and we successfully hazed the bison off the victim, or this guy would have been dead. Those things weigh like 2,000 pounds.
From the text line, that bison said, bye, son.
Bye, son. This is what I'm going to leave you with here.
He is okay, by the way. Had a few broken bones.
I don't know how. Yellowstone visitors are asked to remain 25 yards from wildlife like bison, elk, bighorn, sheep, deer, moose, and coyotes. Here's what I don't understand.
25 yards.
25 yards. Sam, that's from me to you right now. There is no way in hell.
We're not even close to 25 yards apart.
I would get 25 yards. I would not be 100 yards.
Yeah.
This guy, if I had to guess.
I'm going to go back and watch the video again.
Go back and look at it again. I think he's at least 80 yards away.
Well, when the bison is doing the dust bath thing, he is easily over 100 yards away.
I thought so, too. Think of a football field. It looks like about a football field.
And they're being smart. They're behind a dumpster. They're off in the distance taking a picture. This is in the middle of a populated campground, by the way. There are other people much closer to this bison. I don't know what he had for this grandpa.
It could be what you're wearing. No, it could be the beard. It could be anything, Sam.
But yeah, as you mentioned, he goes off into the trees, and it takes a good 15, 20 gallops, if you want to call it that, from this bison to get over to the man. And he is just launched into the air.
And we
talk about it all the time, as you mentioned, the people that try to get up super close to him and take a selfie. And, you know, that's just nature being nature.
No.
I guess this is also just nature being
nature.
That's
why I said, when they're saying stay 25 yards away, that is nowhere near long enough. Because when this thing decides to run, It's in seconds he's on that guy.
This is very common. My family and I went camping through Yellowstone when I was much younger. I can't remember exactly how old I was, but I got up in the middle of the night, walked out of the camper, went to go do my business as a young boy would do at a campsite. I just picked a random spot in the darkness, and there I am peeing, and it was pitch black outside, so to this day, I have no idea how close this thing was to me, but I heard the aggressive exhale,
Oh, yeah, no.
And I'm not even kidding you. I stopped peeing, I froze, and I just backed back into the camper like, I'm not going to die today.
I don't even want to know what it is.
And that thing had to be 10, 15 feet from me. It was insane. You assume the risk, and sometimes nature gets you. I'm glad he's okay.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.